The 698th Corn Belt Farm Hour is on the air. That familiar tune welcomes to Iowa delegates to the 31st Biennial Convention of Alpha Gamma Rho, a national agricultural fraternity. And our sponsor, the Rapid Thermogas Company, is happy to join WHO in featuring AGR on today's Corn Belt Farm Hour. Appropriately, our broadcast is originating in the Iowa room of the Hotel Savory Convention Headquarters. National President Dr. Earl Butts of Indiana, Mr. Maynard Cole of Chicago, Leroy Getting of Sanborn, Iowa, and others, along with two lovely candidates for Iowa State's homecoming queen, will be heard. The Buckaroos and I are going to provide some music while Herb Plambeck and Howard Hass, themselves AGRs, and Chuck Forbes will present the guests. Let's open with some music. Cease Hansinger and the Buckaroos respond with Should I? Just as our orchestra provides fine music for the Corn Belt Hour, so do our sponsors, the Rapid Thermogas Company of Des Moines, provide listeners with convenience and economy in more ways than one. These many conveniences of thermogas or rapid gas make this perfect LP bottle gas fuel almost a necessity in every home beyond the gas mains. First, you get easier, faster cooking at low cost. Second, you enjoy piping hot water at the turn of a faucet. Third, you save precious food with bottled gas refrigeration. Fourth, the Hamilton automatic clothes dryer cuts your wash day time and labor in half. And fifth, the Johnson water warmer, automatic stock tank heater, and can't freeze hog fountain heater give your livestock the warm drinking water that makes them more profitable for you. All of these appliances are operated on thermogas or rapid gas, the perfect LP bottled gas fuel. See your local thermogas or rapid gas dealer today. Here is our Corn Belt Farm Hour director, Herb Plambeck, and his first guest.
And our first guest on this salute to Alpha Gamma Rho is the man who heads up the National Convention Committee, Mr. B.W. Lodwick, Iowa Director of the Farmers' Home Administration. Lod, will you give our listeners a brief fill-in on the meeting and the representation?
Very happy to, Herb. We certainly are having a mighty fine convention here in Des Moines of the Alpha Gamma Rho fraternity. There are 32 chapters here representing 32 states from over the United States, and there are about 150 delegates here from those various chapters. We're having fine weather today and a fine convention.
Thank you, B.W. Lodwick. And now let's turn to the national president of AGR, Dr. Earl Butts, head of the Agricultural Economics Department at Purdue University. Dr. Butts, we welcome you to Iowa, and I believe our listeners would appreciate a word from you, the Grand President, about Alpha Gamma Rho and its purpose.
Thank you very much, Herb, and hello, folks on the WHO listening audience. It's a great pleasure for those of us in Alpha Gamma Rho to be in Des Moines and have this fine welcome we're getting from you Iowa folks, and to see the fine organization you've done for this convention here. Herb asked me to say just a few words about Alpha Gamma Rho to you folks on the air. We are a national agricultural fraternity, located in 32 college campuses on land-grant campuses, just like your fine campus at Ames and Iowa State College. We also have chapters located in the surrounding states here, Illinois, Minnesota, North Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri, and I know you have some listeners in all those states, Herb. We have, as Lodge just told you, delegates here from states ranging all the way from Maine to California and North Dakota to Florida. Our fraternity is now 46 years old. It was founded in 1904 at Ohio State University. We now have 13,396 living members, both active and alumni members, who occupy very influential spots in practically every state of the United States and in many nations throughout the world. They are men who have an important part to play in the determination of agricultural and national policy in this country of ours. 28 of our 34 chapters own their own chapter houses. They provide housing for about 1,000 students on these college campuses. And of course, housing is quite a problem with college administrations these days. We've been having a very fine convention here, Herb. We've done some significant legislation, I think. One of the most important pieces of legislation is that we remove from our Constitution a restriction on membership so that we now have no racial or religious restrictions of any kind on membership, which is a step in line with the move toward democratic action on the part of our American college fraternities on our American college campuses. For something over half, nearly two-thirds of our national fraternities now have no restrictions on membership of that kind, and we're now in line with the rest of them. We think of Alpha Gamma Rho as a character-building organization for the young men on our college campuses, such as you have at Ames with Iowa State College. We like to think of Alpha Gamma Rho as an organization that supplements the education that the young men in our agricultural colleges can get from the colleges themselves. It's a place that provides a wholesome environment and good, wholesome leadership for those young men that come to college. I think I can best summarize how we do that by reading the purpose of Alpha Gamma Rho that will summarize this whole thing, Herb. The purpose is to make better men and through them a broader and better agriculture by surrounding our members with influences, tending to encourage individual endeavor, resourcefulness, and aggressive effort along lines making for the development of better mental, social, moral, and physical qualities, to promote a wider acquaintance and a broader outlook on the part of agricultural men through fellowship in a national organization that stands for the best social, mental, and moral development.
Dr. Butts, we're glad you could be with us to enlighten our listeners further on the organization you've headed these past 2 years, and I know I speak for every member of that organization in saying to you, we are very proud of the leadership you've provided. I'd like to turn now to a man who came a long way to attend the convention here. He's Fred Hagelstein from Oregon. Fred, just how far has your delegation come?
Well, I've come about 2,000 miles all the way from Corvallis, Oregon.
For kind of a long walk, or did you use some other means?
No, we came up plane. I might add, this was my first airplane ride. As soon as we got over Idaho, one motor went on us, so it delays about 9 hours on our trip here.
Well, it's nice to have experiences. You have quite a chapter up there?
Yes, I believe I feel on that the way that every fellow here feels about his chapter. I think we have the best chapter in the
country. Oh, of course. And there are just about 34 others who are going to feel that same way within another year. I understand you had a very special purpose in coming here.
Yes, I believe our main purpose was to extend our bid to hold the 1952 convention in Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses. And I might add that the City of Portland, the active chapter, and the alumni group, along with the whole state of Oregon, invites the Alpha Gamma Rho Convention of 1952 to be held in Portland, Oregon.
Thank you very much, Fred Hagelstein. We'll leave it up to the convention to decide. I understand you do have some interesting things in agriculture up there in the great Pacific Northwest. Well, I think it's time now to go back again to Henry Hovland.
Okay, Herb. Time again for music. The orchestra heads westward for Idaho. Thank you. good, gentlemen. Wherever you live, you can enjoy easier, faster, cleaner cooking with a modern gas range fueled by thermogas or rapid gas, the perfect LP bottle gas fuel. Simmer control burners give you exactly the right heat you want. Baking results are improved because the automatic oven control eliminates guesswork. Cooking actually is cleaner, too. Thermogas or rapid gas burns with a clear blue flame that will not blacken your utensils or smoke up your walls. These new automatic ranges save you time, conserve your energy. See your local thermogas or rapid gas dealer today for the finest in bottle gas operated ranges. Let him tell you how quickly and economically thermogas or rapid gas can be installed in your home beyond the city gas mains. Okay, Herb, on with the program.
All right, Bud Hovland. And our next feature is one all of the fellows here will especially enjoy. This has been a week of emphasis on Queens here in the Midwest. Up at Waterloo, lovely Wanda June Smith, an Iowa State co-ed, was chosen 1950 Dairy Empress. Last night at Ames, candidates for next Saturday's Homecoming Day Queen were announced, and in that group were a couple of girls who have been familiar with farm activity. They're here, and Chuck Forbes, the lucky guy, gets to interview them. Boy, how we envy you, Chuck, and go ahead.
Thanks a lot, Herb. How lucky can you be? I'd like to present two candidates for next Saturday's Homecoming Queen at Iowa State College when Iowa State plays Kansas University. May I present Miss Ethel Pierce and Miss Marlene Sidney. Well, it looks like the boys really welcome you here to the program. We'd like to talk with Miss Ethel Pierce of Phoenix, Arizona, first of all. Ethel, how many candidates, all told, started out in this great adventure?
There were 18 girls in the beginning.
And could you tell us how you were selected?
Our pictures were sent to the boys on the KU football team, and they selected the 7 who became finalists.
And we have 2 of those in the program today. Well, when will the queen be announced?
She will be announced Friday night at the Pet Barbecue.
And I'll bet that all of the folks up there at Iowa State Way and all over Iowa, and of course your folks and relatives and so on, will be waiting for that Friday announcement. Well, how will the queen be selected?
She'll be selected by all-college voting next Wednesday.
All right. Thanks a lot to Ethel for talking with us. By the way, Ethel comes to Iowa from a long way off, as we mentioned, from Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Marlene Sidney from here in Iowa in Scott County, down in southeastern Iowa, stepping up to the microphone to tell us more about the activities up Iowa State Way. First of all, we'd like to ask you, Marlene, about your major at Iowa State College.
Well, I'm going to major in general home economics. That's a non-professional course.
Mm-hmm. And what year in school are you?
I'm a sophomore.
Now, could you tell us about some of the homecoming events to take place?
Mm-hmm. Well, as Ethel said, the all-college election will be Wednesday, and Friday is a pet barbecue at 5 o'clock. And Louis Armstrong will give an hour concert from 7 to 8, and during that time, the judging will begin for the displays that have been erected. Of course, Louis Armstrong will also play for the Friday and Saturday night dances, which will be a great thing.
It will be a great event, and I'm sure that the students up there certainly are looking forward to that. Well, here's a question that I guess you ask everyone in a situation like this. Are you thrilled?
Oh, I certainly am.
And another question we're going to ask, and we bet we could almost guess the answer to this. Who will win the homecoming game?
Oh, Iowa State for sure.
All right. Now, before we close off, thanks a lot, Marlene. We'd like to talk to another guest on the program today. It's Everett Rogers, a student at Iowa State College who hails from Carroll County. Everett, could you give us the names of the other 5 semifinalists?
Yes, Chuck. Besides Marlene and Ethel, we have these 5. Elizabeth Skyberg, Janet Green, Rita Dunn, Claire Schubert, and Pat Binder.
Do you have anything to add about the events concerning the Iowa State homecoming events this next weekend?
Well, Chuck, I'd just like to extend a welcome to each and every one of the WHO listeners to come next weekend to Iowa State College's Homecoming Festival.
Thanks a lot, and now back to Herb.